Unfortunately, Colton won't make it. He's got a bit of a damaged wrist, and we're just waiting for the results of it. But he won't play. Gledel and Talapapa both will. So that's a great boost for us, and keeps that bit of consistency, which, you know, we always talk about, and the continuity of the squad together to get the consistency. So, you know, we're a very similar squad. What we have done is we brought young Eddie Batty back in, who was left out last week to take a breather and have a rest after his 3 or 4 weeks in the first team. But he comes back straight into the starting team. We've put Gledel on the bench. So that's the only change for the 17-man squad on Friday night.
Talapapa particularly has been such a strong player for the Eagles over the last couple of years or so. Gledhill's getting better, isn't he? He's becoming more influential.
Certainly, and you know what I love about Gleds is that he's come in and he's no airs and graces about him. It's not about Super League; it's about his own personal development, and he's brought in a character and somebody that can talk, which is, you know, it sounds crazy, doesn't it? But fetches a lot of enthusiasm by his communication skills, and he's only 22 or something like that, so he's only young. He's a pleasure to coach. You know, he's a great man on the training field, and you know he's certainly now starting to understand what I want and what this club wants from him and what he can deliver, and I think he's only going to get better. And you know, as you say about Talapapa, he's been solid for the last couple of years, and you know, once Jack Howison announced his retirement midway through this season and we promoted Mitchell Stringer to the captain, the obvious choice for vice-captain was Missy Talapapa, and I've got to say Missy's always been one of those that is either sensational and score a great try or do a, you know, a try-saving tackle, or he might potentially make a mistake, which might cost us as well. He hasn't done that since he put the VC armband on. He hasn't made one mistake, which is important, because what I asked him is that now you're in that sort of role is you've got to be accountable, even more so now. So if you're going to start talking, you've got to start walking. And that's what we've done with him. And he's been a revelation and since he came to the club. And his commitment, his attitude, and the hunger to be the best he can be. And what he's dragged along is these young kids and things like that. He's been sensational and a big part of this club and, you know, a big part of the game on Friday night, without a shadow of a doubt.
Liam Higgins, what holds for him potentially for this weekend? Is he not going to play then, or could he feature?
No, he won't play. He's close. He will be back training flat out on Sunday. And, you know, he's saying to me, I'll be ready for Wednesday. Because obviously we're back up on Wednesday with the game against Unsley. You know, I marked with the conditioner and the physio the batter game at the weekend, you know. And he says he's going to be ready before that. What I don't want to do is bring him back too early. Play one game, then miss a game. I want to keep that continuity to get him ready. Obviously, the bigger picture's coming in July when the Challenge Cup round comes along. So I need him to be firing on all cylinders by that. So he'll be back training full-time with us on Sunday, which is great news. We will train on Tuesday. He'll be in contention for Wednesday. Whether we play him, let's see where we're at, see what the injuries are saying to us. But if not, he'll definitely play on next Sunday, albeit, you know, he doesn't get any reaction out of the training over the next week.
You mentioned the Challenge Cup there. Everyone's talking about it, but we still don't know when the game's literally going to be played. We know the weekend. We know it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday across the middle of July. But when do you expect to know? When do you reckon you'll find out?
It's frustrating because we need to know now, and then we can start planning and preparing. It's going to be the last Challenge Cup game at Don Valley Stadium, and we want to sing and dance about that. We want all the people in 98 that were here come out in the old, you know, the shirts that they've had over the so many years, and come and support us, because this could be history. You know, the first team out of the Championship to get to semi-final, and you know, that's why not just taking part here. We believe that we can go on and win this game. So, you know, and we're the only team in Yorkshire to be playing in the Challenge Cup at home quarter-final, so we're asking for the support of Yorkshire as well. So we're hoping for a big crowd, but we need time to prepare that. So, you know, we'd be disappointed if we didn't know over the next 24 hours, and that's what we're asking the question. And I know that London are trying to find out that the answer to the question as well. So it's frustrating, but, you know, hopefully the next 24 hours, we will find out tonight who we're going to be playing in the quarterfinals of the Northern Rail Cup, which will be live on TV tonight. So we'll know that. Then we can start planning that. But we do desperately need to know about the Challenge Cup.
You've got Halifax then as the next league fixture. Big game, important game. But how do you see them right now? Whilst you are prospering in the cup competitions, they're not. So what kind of Halifax team will be here tomorrow?
Very hurtful, and this is what we spoke about this week. You know, they're going to be hurting. We beat them in the Challenge Cup. Dewsbury beat them in, as the holders of the Northern Rail Cup. So they're going to be hurting. And when teams are hurting, they go one way or the other, don't they? They either rear up or they lay down and die. And I see that, you know, knowing Rhino, he'll have been prodding a few of them with his samurai sword this week and trying to get morale back on the field and everybody can, because he knows the importance of this game. So there's going to be danger. What we have spoke about is, yes, there will be hurting, but as I say all along, it's about us and it's about our standards. And, you know, the players keep raising the bar. And they did that against Halifax, defensively against Halifax in the Challenge Cup. We were outstanding. With the ball, it was okay. You know, against Barrow at the weekend, we was outstanding with the ball and actually outstanding defensively. We let two tries in the last 10 minutes. And some of the tries that we scored were full length with people pushing into the line. And, you know, QLT could have scored six tries. Menzieri could have scored half a dozen. You know, so we played a lot of what we like to do is play football and ask questions of the defences. And so we put it all together. What I've asked them to do this weekend, it's taken up another notch, and that's the challenge for us, because we, for the first 25 minutes against Barrow on Sunday, we were electric and we'd have blown anybody out of the water. After that, we started just going away from the structures. We started trying to force the ball, and we came up with some really dumb mistakes, which didn't bring them back into the game, but it stopped our fluency. And what we're looking for is that fluent performance for 80 minutes. And I think we're going to need that on Friday night, because, as I say, they're hurting. But we're also, we've got a smile on our face. We're loving training. We're loving this company together now. We're coming into the sun's out, you know, the terra firma, as I talk about, the dry grounds. And people like Q is back to his best, and Missy and Menzi. And then Patch and all them, and Dom's getting to know each other a little bit more. Mitchell String has been outstanding for the season and should be the player of the tournament now, you know, because he's been that good. So everybody's starting to gel and work really well. And there's an hunger. And we know the importance of this game. We know that if we beat them, we're going to be 1 point behind them. And then we go to Wednesday's game against Unslet. We win that, we go above them. So, you know, that's the inspiration for us. And we know that these next three games are going to be tough. And we're going to need to be mentally as much as physically tough. But it starts Friday night, and we know the importance of that game. And it's just raising the bar to the next level, because there's competition for places now. You talk about Liam Miggins coming back. Colton Roach might be 2 or 3 weeks. Then we're fully fledged. The squad is all fit and ready to go. And they're all looking at that little light at the end of the tunnel, which is obviously the Challenge Cup. We haven't talked about it. You know, we won't speak about it. But I know deep down in their minds, somebody will be saying, I want to be playing in this game.
So I know we've discussed over the years how you like to set the ball rolling and then get better as the season rolls on. So when it gets to the playoffs, for instance, then that's when you were at your strongest and you were at your best. Theoretically, you know, if you overtake Halifax in the next couple of games, you would then be the standard bearers in the division. Is that important to you right now?
Yeah, I think so, as champions. You know, we've lost two games. We had a real disappointment. You know, we're disappointed when we went to Halifax at the beginning of the season. We wasn't ready, and we know that, and we didn't get the preparation in France that we wanted. So we lost that game. Really gutted about the game in Whitehaven. We didn't present and we didn't play. So it's now important that we keep that momentum going. I think we've won those last 7 games or something. I'm going to keep the momentum rolling and get to the top. And as champions, that's where you should be, isn't it? And then it's up to everybody to knock you off the mantle. And then it becomes a different challenge, doesn't it? And it becomes a different pressure. But pressure is something that you put on yourself. And all we're looking at is week by week. And as I said to him last night, look, when we do what we're capable of doing and we get the result on Friday night, let's not jump about, let's not sing and dance, we've done nothing. Because it's got to be backed up on Wednesday, then it's got to be backed up on Sunday. Then we've got a week off. When I say a week off, a week to prepare for the next game. And then we can just break it down into them one games at a time, and that's what it's about for us. And you know, we don't get possibly the accolades that we probably deserve, as we'd say, but we don't need that. We can pat each other on the back, we can look at each other in the eyes, we can train with a smile on his face and know that we're actually doing what needs to be done.